brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's take some more phone calls, and I've got a bunch of video clips we're going to be playing and audio clips in the next segment, then more calls, and then our guest. Let's talk to Eric in New Jersey. Thank you for calling in and holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, just finishing up on the Hart Rudman thing, and then maybe another point.
That's right. I should have gotten back to you in the last segment. I forget things. You were bringing up Hart Rudman, where they said we're going to radically transform everybody's lives because terror is about to happen. And then it magically happens, and they roll out their entire CFR plan. Go ahead.
Well, I think, I don't know if you guys have the wherewithal to dig in, but, I mean, there's charts there that actually show Homeland Security bracketed out. They show the NSA bracketed out. It's there. It's in picture graphs that any normal person could look at and say.
Yes, sir. I made five films on 9/11, and the 9/11 Road to Tyranny emergency release is online now. It was something I just did locally in the air on the radio. It's about 2.5 hours long. And sir, I talked about Hart Rudman before 9/11, and they said Homeland Security. DHS, TSA, NSA, how it all, it was all pre-planned, and they staged it, and they went on Chris Matthews in early July. I watched it on the treadmill, and they literally basically said what they were going to do. They said, there's about to be big buildings attacked, the army's going to be on the streets, America will forever change this, and they were talking about a radical transformation in American empire, and it was only a conversation for them. And a few other thousand insiders. It was literally guys saying, we're going to rob the bank next Monday morning at the corner of Washington and Liberty. And they were just literally signaling. And then Warren Buffett, with DHS that was already set up actually years before, they had thousands of top CEOs board a plane the morning, told a secret meeting to have them in a hangar when 9/11 happened. I mean, come on. And they got some private message from someone on a jumbotron. I mean, that's in the news. That was in the Nebraska newspaper. I'm sorry. No, I know. You're saying, do we have the power? Do we have the background? This is the problem. I know all this stuff because I do this 7 days a week, and that's why I'm so whacked out. That's why people go, they call in and go, have you heard 9/11 could be an inside job? And I'm like, have I heard that, you know, monkeys eat bananas, man? I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it's crazy. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Make your points.
Well, that's pretty much my point. I just think the credibility in what we're trying to do in getting the information is when you have something like that, people 7 years ago say, oh, that's crazy. It'll never happen. Well, now it's happening and it's obvious, you know, and that's after the NSA thing came out, you know, to the general public, you know, there it is. Well, this isn't new. This has been going on. This is one other thing that I think you might think is interesting, having to do way back when with Hal Turner. Is I work in a plant that Hal Turner had put out this info about it being the next big target. And that place went under super high security. It's you've probably flown over it going into Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And man, I'll tell you, we went to work that morning. I'm just a construction worker. You know, we went to work and they had that place. I mean, it was black Kevlar and guns everywhere, you know, blacked out vehicles. The place was on lockdown and it's never been the same since. They used that threat, which was obviously a fake threat because he was a phony, and then totally used it to herd us into that place like cattle.
And then that's only a beta test, but let me shift gears just so they can pull it up during the break. What was the name? Because I didn't have a binder and would show it on Access TV and show it, you know, on the radio show. That was before I had radio on TV, but I'd read it on air. What was the name of the commission that they put out like 8-9 months before 9/11? Where they have all the pie charts and everything. What was the name of that paper? Because they put out a bunch of papers.
Was that what? Who, CFR?
No, the Hart Rudman Commission of the CFR. It was the right. U.S. Commission on National Security 21st Century. And it was January 2001. See, I said 9 months before. Yeah, no, I found it. 9 months before. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in a moment, if you go to drudgereport.com, you'll notice they've got some graphics up there. The earth's completely frozen. It says coldest temp ever recorded, 135.8 below zero. Soul crushing. Your teeth shatter basically instantly. You die in a matter of minutes. But Greenpeace Santa warns Christmas will be canceled due to global warming. I mean, this is the type of fraud we see. We're going to play that clip and more coming up here in just a few minutes. But let's punch up Drudge for folks that are watching on TV. I want to show them the frozen planetoid there. There's the reality of the coldest night in 18 years in the U.S., coldest temp ever recorded on the bottom of the Earth. That's the AP, by the way. The public of Al Gore go, there is a consensus we're warming for a decade, at least really it's 12 years. For more than a decade, the sun has been cooling, putting off less coronal mass ejections, as they're called. Sounds dirty, doesn't it? Coronal mass ejections from the sun, the big solar flares. And they know it's the sun that's the main driver of temperature. I will assure you, folks, that's the reason the closer you are to the sun in the solar system, the hotter your planet is. Mercury, that doesn't spin, it orbits the sun, but it doesn't, it itself doesn't, one size of the sun, it's something like, you know, 700 degrees or something year-round, or something ridiculous. So the whole point is, I will assure you it's the sun. Now, the UN 5 years ago voted to say at the Copenhagen event, the sun has no effect on climate. I'm sorry, I'm already getting to that now. I'm going to get to that in a minute. We've got our own article up on Infowars.com dealing with this asinine behavior. But it doesn't matter. If Obama and Raul Castro of Cuba say that the earth is warming and you need to pay the globalist carbon taxes, then it's true. So sit down and shut up. And if Obama says you're not going to lose your health care plan or have the price go up, it's true, even though it's not. And if he says they're not targeting the Tea Party, even though their own documents show they are, then it's true. They control reality. They're history's actors now, to quote Karl Rove. They are in control. Actually, they're not. And their delusion is now wearing very thin, like a balloon that's been blown up too much. Reagan advisor, market valuation has lost every anchor to real world. And it's not just there. It's across the entire board. And let's play this from Bloomberg and analyze the rare truth aired on the Bloomberg TV network. Here it is.
Are Wall Street and Main Street just that far apart as we hear stuff go on about the Herbalife games?
Well, I mean, I think this is meaningless, basically. It's the kind of speculative froth you get at the top of a cycle where valuation loses any anchor in the real world and in earnings and in the prospects of the economy. Take the Russell 2000. That's Main Street companies, small, mid-cap.
Mm-hmm.
Trading at 85 times trailing reported earnings. That makes no sense.
So are you saying the equity market's a bubble right now?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Of course it's a bubble. It's grossly overvalued on any sustainable
basis. You would not own stocks right now.
I think it would be very dangerous to own stocks right now or to buy stocks. The S&P 500 even is trading at 19 times trailing earnings reported through the third quarter. In the last 2 years, the S&P is up 45%. Earnings, reported earnings of the S&P 500 are up 5%.
All right, then
we've got massive multiple expansion driven by the liquidity injections of the Fed,
who's to blame? The Fed or Wall Street? Wall Street is just the player. The Fed is the one who sets the game, and they're the ones who have accommodated monetary policy has hooked these brothers up.
I agree. It's a question of who has taken whom hostage. Wall Street demands that the Fed keep dishing out the liquidity, keep dishing out the monetary heroin, as I call it. They have a hissy fit if the chairman of the Fed even suggests that it might begin to taper 4 years into a recovery. So the question is, it's a codependency.
It's
very dangerous.
Yeah, it's total fraud. And the big banks that own the majority of the stock market and control it, they're the shareholders in the private Federal Reserve. So this is like the bank robber being the police chief. And he says, I've decided that we're going to send in a group to rob the bank, and it's okay. And then he sends the police to rob the bank. And then they do it in front of everyone. And then we go, hey, that's illegal and really dangerous and going to screw everybody over. Shut up, crazy terrorist. But you're playing something violent, don't you? I bet you're going to blow something up. Well, let's go to MSNBC and CNN. Yeah, he's behind the Boston bombing and racist. The fact that they would even say that with no proof, folks, shows how brazen these criminals are. I mean, these are scary people. And I'll tell you right now, I've never seen corrupt dictators and people get this wild with a country this big. And they got nuclear weapons, and they think the whole world is just going to follow this fraud. But then they're not even managing the fraud correctly, and it's all going to blow up, so the elite are all digging in bunkers. Thanks a lot, man. Really, thanks a lot. And you tell me that you've got to take all my rights away because of Al-Qaeda, which you publicly run. And then that's now all completely public. I mean, I am living in the Twilight Zone. This is the Twilight Zone. My wife thinks we live in the Matrix or something. Sometimes I think she's right. Because I can't believe I'm like one of the most prominent people fighting this, and I'm just some guy from Texas. It's all completely clear. I don't want to be in this position. I wish the elite were not completely megalomaniacal and on narcissistic power trips insane. I just want this crazy train to stop. Man, I want off. Because there's always going to be problems and corruption in humanity, but this is just mental illness, man. I used to really argue with top experts that said, look, there's a method to control a grid, but they're not in complete control, and they're really screwed up, and it won't turn out like they want. They're probably going to blow the planet up. And I'd be like, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. They're so smart. It's easy to make up all these big plans because they've got control of our money and our labor. That's why they look so big and powerful. And red carpets and the whole illusion that they're unstoppable and $10,000 suits and, you know, all the rest of it and $10,000 dresses and, you know, perfect dental work and the best schools. But they're smoking their own propaganda, their own baloney. They're believing their own garbage. And historically, this is really what happens with all the big empires, except now they've got bioweapons and nukes. And it's going to take the elite realizing they're out of control and have their own psychosis. And the public, of course, is pathetic as well. But just because the public's pathetic and decadent, myself included, doesn't mean that you get to blow the planet up because you've gotten a position of power, social Darwinism. Now let's shift gears, ladies and gentlemen, to another economic area. Under Obama, troops forced to rely on welfare, holiday charity, the Washington Times reports. Top 40% paid 106% of income taxes. Bottom 40% paid 9.1%, got average of $18,950 back in, quote, government wealth transfers. The government even calls it wealth transfers. Three hurt in hatchet attack at East Texas Walmart. Well, the answer is ban hatchets. That's obviously what did this. Now, let's shift gears to the big fraud here. This is a produced piece. I'm not going to play the whole thing. From put out by Greenpeace. That Greenpeace's own founder said doesn't care about real environmental problems that are out there. And the symphony of destruction, as Dave Mustaine has properly pointed it out, with species and things. They just use it as a way to push carbon taxes and socialism. Watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. And now you've got Santa in this room like a bunker with a flashing light. And there's not going to be a Christmas, and it's a famous actor doing it. I forget who he is. I just know that's a famous Shakespearean actor. What's his name? And the point is that I actually like that actor. How disgusting. I almost don't want to know what these people are into, you know, because I admire humanity. You know, for the love of humanity, I like people. Then I find out what they stand for, and they're just idiots, or they're worse. They're parasites. Here he is saying there'll be no Santa. I mean, no Christmas. And, of course, it's a hoax character pushing a hoax. Here it is. And electricity's off and on.
Dear children, regrettably, I bring bad tidings. For some time now, melting ice here at the North Pole has made our operations and our day-to-day life intolerable and impossible, and there may be no alternative.
All right, that's enough. That's Jim Carter, a famous actor, doing that. Now, listen, folks, the coldest temperature ever recorded, they've been able to get temperature for what, with thermometers for about 300 plus years. The coldest temperature ever recorded, coldest temp ever recorded, the AP is reporting 135.8 below zero. Soul-crushing cold. Coldest temperature in the United States in 18 years. In Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen. And then meanwhile, they are telling us that there will not be Christmas because the North Pole has melted. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the exact same garbage where they come out and tell you that polar bears are all dying when their numbers are up fivefold. Look it up. They're running around like roaches because no one wants them. Beautiful, exotic roaches. I mean, I like polar bears. You know, they just eat. The reason grizzly bears don't go more northerly is a polar bear will just wipe them out in seconds. Most powerful land creature. Can swim, recorded over 250 miles in below zero water. You go, below zero, that would freeze. Not salt water, folks. It freezes a lot lower. Can swim hundreds of miles in sub-zero water. It goes out with one arm and hauls in 2,000-pound beluga with one arm. These guys think they're tough because they can bench press 600 pounds. How about 2,000 pounds or more with one arm? Boom! boom, pull a whale in. They're all dead, though, and the penguins can't swim either, Al Gore says. Fraud, scam artists, scum. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My son Rex Jones is in studio with us, and he really has a passion for liberty, science, and news. And as soon as his mama lets him, you're going to be able to see his face. And I want him down here every week doing reports for us. He's a lot smarter than I am in many ways, and he comes to work with me every few weeks. He constantly corrects things that I'm saying on air, and you know, Bible verses, you name it, because he's got that young brain like I used to have. And he told me, Dad, Mercury does actually rotate, but extremely slowly. And I only discovered it with high-tech telescopes in 1990. I read that in one of the adult science books or whatever. So we looked it up during the break, And Universe Today does report that it does rotate, but the day is 1,999 times as long as a single year. So I guess it rotates every 58,647 days and orbits twice during every three rotations. So whatever that means. So, but for all intents and purposes, my point was is one side's molten and the other side isn't, Rex. But go ahead and correct me on air. That's good. We need you here as a fact checker.
Thank you, Dad. And there's one thing I want to say before I leave studio. The I'm not sure that it was discovered exactly in 1990, this new fact that I told my dad about, but I do know that it was discovered after he was in school, or else the school would have taught him that basic information. So,
oh, so you were guessing that? No, it does say since the 90s here. I think you remember that correctly. Okay, well, that's very interesting. Tell us a couple other planetoid facts.
All right. Did you know that a retrograde that both Venus and Mars have a retrograde rotation, which basically means that even though it looks like the planet is orbiting forward, it's actually orbiting backwards. Another cool planetary.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Al Gore's right that the Earth is warming, even though it's overall getting colder? And then they also say that that Mars has ice caps that are melting a decade ago or so when the sun was actually heating up. They say that isn't connected to the Earth's heating.
All right. I think that Al Gore is a very deep liar. He could say that the Easter Bunny poops out chocolate globules of goodness and that the leprechaun has silver teeth that are manufactured.
Well, that's actually true if Al Gore says it.
Oh, yes. We must honor the great Al Gore. This is wrong. This is
the, why don't you just going why don't you just do what he says?
I don't do what he says.
So you're not going to submit to world government?
Yes.
Your God?
I don't want to submit to it. And here, let me tell you something, a cool fun fact. Did you know that actually in the Industrial Revolution, when there was the most on record CO2 being released, it was actually the world had experienced a dramatic, and I do mean dramatic with a capital D, drop in temperature.
That's right, because the soot blocked the sun.
Exactly. It's actually a reverse effect.
How dare you question the king of liberals that are bombing everyone and authoritarian. They're liberal. They're trendy. I mean, Apple has the suicide factories. That's liberal. Get out of here, hate monger.
No.
No, get out of racist. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for that. In fact, in the name of the fairness doctrine, we've discovered that actually the health care plan is a great deal written to help you, not to bankrupt you or make you dependent. It's a wonderful good deal. I actually discovered it's real this weekend, so here's that video audio report for everybody right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, something incredible has happened. I have actually found proof that Obamacare is real, is free, and is a great deal, and doesn't raise your premiums, and wasn't written by foreign insurance companies to rob people. Ladies and gentlemen, I have found something that proves it's real and not a myth and not a
It's a mechanical Santa Claus in a restaurant.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Santa Claus.
I give you proof, because if Santa Claus is real and gives you free things, and you lie to your kids and tell them that he's going to bring you free things, if he's real, and it's a conspiracy theory to say he isn't, well, then this fake Santa Claus, masquerading as the real fake Santa Claus, is real, just like Obamacare.
Hey, bring my son back in real quick.
If you say that that's a lie, you are a racist. So here's all his old friends. There's the Tannenbaum. By the way, a Chinese factory did not build the Santa Claus. Obama built it. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, that's good. Rex, do you want to admit now that Obamacare is a good deal and real, Obama doesn't lie, and Santa Claus is real? Do you want to make it better for Homeland Security to know that you love North Korea?
Personally, I believe that...
That's actually where Santa lives, is North Korea.
No. That was misinformation. He lives in the White House.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
That's actually what the Dallas Sheriff's Department actually said before they attacked us.
The Alex Jones Show.
Can't let them have a free speech.
For your mind.
What, do you think this is America? How dare them be here demonstrating for free speech that the mayor banned? Dallas police won't attack them. We will. Because we came marching out of the federal building under federal control. That's so bad to peacefully demonstrate for the First Amendment. Don't let anybody do that. Kennedy said those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I'm the most peaceful person you can imagine. Very loving. I hate it when I see a little lizard get stepped on in my house or... don't mind killing cockroaches and stuff. I actually don't enjoy it, though. I'll enjoy picking them up if you stomp on them. But you know what I mean. I mean, I love dogs. I love animals. I love justice. But I'll tell you one thing, man. The shooting starts and this whole deal goes down. The patriots of this country are going to wipe out all the scum. And I don't even want to see that happen because so many good people are going to be conscripted in to fight. There's going to be so many lies and so many dirty tricks and so many horrible things if they're able to kick off of a civil war in this country. They're doing everything they can to punch buttons, and we're going to talk about it in just a minute with Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., who a lot of folks have requested back on the show. I think he's a good guy. He's done good work over the years. I just can't confirm what he's putting out. I can confirm my end of the missing news because I know who the high-level person is. Talk to him. And they haven't talked to us since. We're really worried about them. We're going to have to probably try to go out to the base. They are at the base. They're at the Air Force Base in West Texas, where the truckloads of missing warheads that weren't even supposed to be there got brought out. It was a big freak out, drove them out, so they were going to Georgia. Next year, it's going to be nuked. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. Georgia, South Carolina. He says he has intel on what Obama was planning. I think because the nukes are missing, we can say anything is on the table and needs to be debated. Because even if the intel Garrow's gotten is wrong, and I'm not saying it is, I just can't confirm it, it's good to debate it so people are aware of it, like the missing Russian nukes. Now, let me just stop right there and briefly remind folks, we are listener-supported here. And just to make things clear and streamlined, I have very few sponsors by design, just so we can bring you the highest quality products. We have great quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best line of water filters, ProPure, and others at the lowest prices. This special will end Wednesday. And you can still get it by Christmas. Use promo code WATER20 to get 20% off the entire ProPure line of stainless steel gravity-fed filters, 20% off with promo code WATER2.0. There's no point. It's just WATER20. And you can also call 888-253-3139, and they will give you the special as well on the entire line from the Traveler Nomad system to the King system. It's all there. It cuts out the glyphosates, the fluoride. The other systems don't do this. It's why I have this system. Other systems have a secondary filter you can use, but it doesn't cut it all out. This is what I choose for my family, and no one has it at 20% off the already lowest price. So, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm very excited in the quest to be able to fund our independent media operation. I had the idea to have a Made in America line, and what I call 1776 Worldwide. And working with Tim Frugier, we developed the idea to come up with Made in 1776. And so, with my graphics crew, these designs are a collaborative effort. You see the first belt buckle. There are 1,000 of these. 500 of the bronze that looks kind of gold. And you can't really see it there on the camera. One's kind of a light goldish bronze. The other is nickeled bronze. It's a little bit more. Belt buckles like this usually go for $100 or more. These are $50. And it goes to support the broadcast. This is Made in America. Highest quality solid bronze with the nickel plating, electroplating on one of them. And this is my idea of a manly, serious belt buckle that gets people talking. Who's that? That's George Washington. Not as you see him as an old man in paintings, but as he looked in paintings when he was in command against the Redcoats. And he's looking out with a confident gaze, ready to take on the tyrants with Providence. The answer to 1984 is 1776. There's 500 of each of these. When they're gone, this design will never be seen again. I'm coming out with a whole line I'm designing of come and take it. It's amazing. That will be probably February, March, you know, who knows. And we've also got a bunch of T-shirts. We printed one run of each in each size, and that's it. We're talking high-quality golf shirts. We're talking about also money clips. You're talking about all of it. I love one with George Washington. If you actually click on that white one right there with George Washington, it is on the front. It says, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. George Washington, it says 1776. When people ask you, what does that mean? You can start up a conversation. A lot of folks will see it who are progressive authoritarians. They will run in fear. They've been taught that is their enemy, that is the devil. So we're making George Washington cool again, folks. If you studied history, there's nobody cooler. I mean, if you just even, you have to admire Mandela because he was a leader and tough, but just, I mean, nothing compared to George Washington. I mean, this you go watch movies like Conan the Barbarian and stuff, and it seems ridiculous, all the exploits. George Washington was in like 20 years of hardcore war. I mean, just frontline battles, leading from the front, just unbelievable. And anyways, we're bringing George Washington back, ladies and gentlemen, because culture is been inundated with all these gross images of tyranny and selling Che Guevara as a hero and all the rest of it. And I got to admire Che Guevara. He did actually have courage and stuff, but he was also a cold-blooded killer, did a lot of horrible stuff, and called folks the peasants scum and cockroaches and stuff. So he had a typical communist view of the general public that was disgusting. Not George Washington. He believed in the common people. When they wanted to make him king, he said no. Nobody back then turned it down. And King George III said of George Washington when that happened, a decade, you know, after, 8 years after the war, when Washington was leaving as president, he said he is the greatest man alive in the world and put out a proclamation because he could have set up the new dynasty. Everybody back then did that. And he said, no, I believe in these ideals. I'm going back to my farm. That is what I stand for. That's who I admire. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and then others that came along and stood up for liberty. I admire people like Malcolm X, who stood for liberty for people. They got more sophisticated and figured out it was liberty for everyone, then they killed him for it. I admire people that have honor, folks. In fact, we might as well put out a Malcolm X belt buckle or something, but really about the real Malcolm X and why they killed him, not the one that they tried to use to promote racism. Because we need to promote people that stood for human liberty. All right, I'm done ranting. I appreciate him joining us on short notice. I'd have him on longer, but he can only come on now. Dr. James Garrow, PinkPagodaGirls.com, one of the biggest private groups getting Chinese girls out of the country that would be aborted. I know about the whole adoption system and know he's for real and one of the leaders of that. So he's an admirable person on that front. PhD, Canadian teacher and businessman. And he founded the Bethel Institute in 68, a language school in the People's Republic of China. That's a classic CIA cover. In fact, I privately, when we had him on a few years ago, said that guy is CIA and I've ever seen it. And then publicly he announced that he has been a operational section leader, he claims. He certainly fits the cutout of it. But he says Obama blew his cover. He's a Canadian. And he joins us now. He claims some big medicine on this nuke front. So, Dr. Garrow, go ahead and tell us what you think about our Dyess Air Force Base nuke story. We saw the nuke commanders fired after that came out. There's now a purge. General Boykin and others, major generals have exposed it. Lieutenant generals have exposed it. So there is a bunch of stuff going on. I don't think you're a liar, but how do we know the info you were given is accurate? And then tell us what that info is.
Well, let's talk about the facts, Alex. First of all, we know that on October 7th and 8th, that a nuclear device went off 560 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. That was verified by not only the weather services, of course, that monitor seismic activity, for example, but also Mr. Putin of Russia actually came out and said that if there's, you know, any news coming out of America that suggests that there was an earthquake off the coast of South Carolina, no, it was a nuclear device that was exploded, that was detonated off their coast. So that kind of brings a little bit of international flair to the whole deal. I don't think he would knowingly lie. And the people who have contacted me, Alex, I've known these people for years. They've trusted me with their lives, in essence. And for them to come forward and lie to me, nah, not going to happen. So what we have is the President of the United States ordered that nuclear devices be moved inappropriately, breaching the protocols that safeguard all of us. And you know full well that the hazardous materials, once you get into the radioactive stuff, and then fissionable materials, and then nuclear devices themselves, the multiple layers of protections, the signing off by every single person in the chain of command, the fact that troops are ready on the ground, the fact that aircraft are ready. You know, 40,000 feet in the air, you got F-16s up there keeping watch over this whole movement so that nobody is going to be interfering, either to mess it up, to sabotage it, or in fact steal the nukes. This isn't going to happen. So three officers, three general officers, two generals and an admiral, said to the commander-in-chief, no, we're not going to do it. And there were a number of things that were coming to bear here. It's not just that these people had minimal amounts of information. They had tons of it coming in. They knew full well that other orders had gone out to prepare the collars. Did you know that the nuclear devices are attached to the rockets through specific collars? And each one of these collars, you know, these are precision made, fit different nuclear devices. And the particular ones that were being asked for are not the ones that are the bunker buster style. These were EMP capable. And that was the problem. As soon as these gentlemen saw what was being asked for and saw the orders the secondary hoarders that
were. Well, yeah, they were reportedly, from best they knew, look like warheads that are used for airburst, which I know can be retrofitted for EMP, or they actually create an EMP, but you can jacket them and cause a bigger EMP. There's CBS News. The night after we brought this out, that same day, he came out and said that nukes in the hands of terrorists could result in bombing to Charleston Harbor. So the thing was, as soon as we reported this, generals are fired. They're talking about nukes. I mean, definitely our source is real.
But
they don't know what was going on, see.
But, you know, here we got Lindsey Graham, who, let's face it, he fumbled the football right away. He just mangled the message. I'm not sure who in the world was talking to the guy, but he ended up looking like an absolute fool. But the basic information about the danger of a nuclear device going off was correct. He was correct in that. But what he wasn't correct in was age, timing, and the specifics of the whole thing. Now, let's get into timing here. Obama knew full well that an event was about to take place that takes place every 11 years. And you're aware that the sun switches its polarity every 11 years. 22 years ago, New England and Quebec, the province of Quebec in Canada, the electric grid was absolutely fried. It took weeks to recover. That was an EMP, a natural EMP, issuing from the sun as a direct result of the switching of the poles. Now, here's the interesting thing. That timing looked like they were bringing together these nuclear devices in order to create the Compton effect, use the Compton effect when you would set off one of these devices 800 miles in the upper atmosphere. You get this multiplier effect through the Compton effect, a scientifically proven principle. But if you add that to the massive EMP coming off the sun at the same time, you've got absolute devastation. And you know, we're not talking devastation of actual property. We're talking about the frying of the computer systems, the electric grid.
Sure, because they're always warning of, notice the last year they keep warning of EMP, where, you know, Iran's going to hit with an EMP, and we've warned them of an EMP false flag. It does all fit the way they pre-hype it, so when it happens, they say, "Gee, we told you," and it was like 100 years ago. They had a big natural EMP from the sun, and luckily there wasn't a lot of electricity yet then, but it blew it out all over the world, and really bad up in Canada, and again, because I guess there's atmospheric differences, it gets magnified closer to the poles. And if you expand on this, just from the scientists I've had on, they've described that during a natural solar flare hitting, that's why you have big storms at night when the flare hits over the other side of the Earth, that ionizes and forms particulate. That's why you get big storms out of a clear blue sky in the day, thunderstorms at night if there's a natural EMP. That's all on record, that if you did detonate a high altitude, say 10,000 feet, nuke during that, it would almost be like a wire mesh supercharging and into everything, and that would be particularly devastating, a super EMP.
Yes, and that's exactly what was going to happen. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I know you're a person of faith, and you know I am as well, and we're Christians. Do you know that for the very first time in recorded history, or in as far as any scientist can track, the sun's flip of polarity, it happened in the North Pole, and it fizzled in the South Pole. God intervened.
Really? Wow. Well, I know that they've been studying it for a long time, and it gets too sophisticated for me to understand. All I know is these nukes came up missing. The people were freaked out. The base won't deny it. I know I'm risking my life even reporting this, and I know you're, you know, an interesting fella and everything, and I don't doubt you. I mean, you're saying they were going to go ahead with the EMP during this event that I know goes for an hour or so. Generally, I'm told that it supercharges the atmosphere. Or did Graham fumbling the ball and the generals saying no stop them from doing it if the story is accurate?
Yes, it was, in fact, the generals, the two generals, and the admiral who said no and stopped it. In fact, we know that the one device was detonated off the coast, but the other two devices are still missing.
Okay, so it was detonated in the atmosphere off the coast?
No, in the deep ocean.
So they did it deep to get ocean. Rid of it?
Yes.
I mean, obviously you don't detonate a nuke in the ocean to create an EMP event. Let me ask you this. If I was Obama and the globalist, I would use a clandestine group launched from a private base, a plane a drone dressed up to look like a private jet or something to carry the nuke. And then no one would know. It would just be a regular flight line, and then this plane that took off that was drone-controlled would detonate. Why would they go through a chain of command in something like this that needs total compartmentalization? That's why I don't really buy it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I believe you were told this. Is because why would they try to go through the chain of command instead of just loading it on a drone passenger jet or a drone private jet or a drone Cessna?
Somebody was in a hurry. And when you're in a hurry, you make mistakes. And Mr. Obama, being the petulant child that he is, you know what he does. Which it's like you never see it on television. But behind the scenes, you know about this man yelling and almost screaming at people and stomping his feet. You know that this is what's going on. Well, this was.
I've had Secret Service basically tell me he is completely insane.
Yeah, and Dan Bongino, talk to him. Talk to him in private, man, because you'll. Well,
Bongino didn't tell me any of that. It was. I don't even want to get into it. I'm just.
Hey, we came close.
Hillary Clinton rolls around and chews the carpet like Hitler did. And, of course, that FBI agent went public back in the 90s that they do that, and they had, like, crack pipes and Lenin and Stalin and Mao on the Christmas tree. I mean, these are mentally ill people. What kind of fruitcake does that? We'll be right back, Dr. Garrow.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams, two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season, and remember, always have a witness.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You know, I want to apologize to the callers, Matt Daniel, Liberty Pilot, Clark, Mike. I can see him calling in about license plate scanning solutions, Amazon enemy of the state, member of militia, currency timeline for crash. Call me back tomorrow, folks. And if you get in, I'll put you the front of the line. Or, John, get their numbers if they want so they can front of the line tomorrow. I hate making people hold and not getting to them. But I got to a lot of folks the first 2 hours. I'll do 5 minutes of overdrive so Dr. Garrow can finish his points and give us any other info he's got. But briefly here, So many people have taken our proprietary, truly pure nascent iodine, the survival shield, and have been blown away about what it's done to your clarity, your health, all of it. I mean, people have to experience it to know we don't sell baloney. We really try to bring people things that are the answer to the fluoride and all the rest of it. What a gift to give this Christmas, this holiday season, and support the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. We have the fluoride shield with the six ingredients with the iodine if you want it as well, and more at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call if you have any questions or want to order on the phone, 888-253-3139. Now, Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., who for a long time has been a writer and pundit and, you know, the alternative media, never said all this stuff, a few months ago came out and said that he worked for secret U.S. government programs in China, and he's on record as a well-known guy in China running language schools and orphanages, which is always a perennial front for clandestine groups, just like the press is and stuff like that. But now he says Obama blew his cover, so he's going public about all this. What else did your sources tell you? Where is all this going? What is the state of the government now? Any other points you'd like to add, Mr. Garrow?
Well, we're in perilous times, Alex. We're dealing with a communist, a Marxist, I believe a Muslim, by the way, as well. And we're dealing with a man who the international community is laughing us to scorn. They know this man. They have so much information on this guy. I've seen some of it. In my dealings with the Chinese intelligence services, I just came off a meeting. I was here only 15 minutes ahead of this interview, but I was having lunch with the ambassador from China to Canada, and we had some very interesting conversation, things I was not expecting to come up. But, America is in a free fall at the moment in losing your liberties and your freedom. Losing the very essence of what it was that was set up by the Founding Fathers. They're being tromped on, they're being crushed, and that is Mr. Obama. But understand, the man is an absolute fraud. He is a fraud from the beginning of his story to the end. You've been duped, you've been hoodwinked, you've been had, and you've been conned. And to me, it's the most unfortunate thing that the international community is now looking at America, an America that was in considered to be a real threat to them. They were afraid of America. When Mr. Bush was there, they were afraid of him because they knew that he would actually do what he said he was going to do, like Mr. Reagan. When Mr. Reagan, the day he took office, do you remember that amazing event where the Iranians let go? The diplomatic folks that were being held hostage. Remember that?
Yes.
Do you know why? Do you know why it happened?
Why?
I'll tell you why, and I know exactly why, because I'm the man that took the message. I flew from Toronto to Ottawa, and I met with the chargé d'affaires of Iran. They didn't have an embassy in Ottawa at that time in Canada, but they had an office. I took in a message from President Reagan, President-elect Reagan, that indicated that if they did not let go the hostages on the day that he took office, that he would nuke Mecca. I'll send it to you, my friend.
Well, I'd like to see documentation of all this, but simply...
I'll send it.
We need to publish it all, and other things like that. From my understanding, it was shenanigans behind the scenes with the CIA and Iran-Contra, and that they'd basically done the transfer, and that was part of the deal. But I know that Reagan did actually, what was it, Operation Praying Mantis, actually did attack Iran. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.